your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Ministers are considering closing the Channel Tunnel at night after a migrant managed to walk almost the entire length of it. The Sudanese man was arrested close to Folkestone, having completed almost 31 miles. David Hanson is the Shadow Immigration Minister. He thinks the Europeans should be doing more to stop migrants from risking their lives to try to get here.
We can't have a situation whereby people simply climb over a fence, walk through a tunnel and expect to have a status given in the UK, when under international law, France or indeed Italy or Greece have a responsibility for those individuals.
A Maidstone man has died after the lorry he was driving crashed into a building in Essex. It happened in Purfleet Docks at around 7 last night. It's thought the man, who's in his 60s, may have suffered a medical incident behind the wheel. He was taken to Darent Valley Hospital but later died.
KMFM News.
There's been another development regarding the future of Kent's Manston Airport. Tom has more for KMFM.
Well, the American company River Oak have been in talks with Thanet District Council to try and get the site back up and running as an airfield, and have offered to pay the costs of a compulsory purchase order. Last month, the authority agreed to get lawyers in to investigate the finances of the company to make sure they've got all the money in place before going ahead. However, in a statement on the council's website, they're yet to receive the details which were promised last month. Manston closed last May and is currently owned by Regeneration Specialists.
An e-fit's been released of a man police are hunting after a man in his 90s was targeted by cold callers in Whitstable. Two men reportedly stole cash from the victim last month after they offered to carry out repairs to his roof. We've tweeted an e-fit of one of the suspects via at KMFM News. Kent firms caught up in chaos caused by Operation Stack have been telling KMFM using Manston Airport as a lorry park is only a short-term solution. Some lorries will be diverted to the site when there are problems crossing the channel rather than queuing on the M20. Emma Smith from Dover-based Priority Freight thinks it could make the situation even worse.
On the whole, it's going to alleviate the likes of Ashford and Maidstone, which, you know, they are really busy areas, but it's going to really congest a much smaller area and just push the traffic to East Kent.
Parents will typically spend around £100 on rewarding their child for good GCSE grades this summer, according to a new survey. It's found 4 in 5 mums and dads have offered some form of incentive to encourage them to do well in their exams. Figures obtained by KMFM show people in a part of Kent are earning around £18,000 more than the average national salary. They show workers in Sevenoaks are taking home on average £45,000. Meantime, the average for the whole of the county is just under £30,000. Angela Middleton's from a Kent-based recruitment company. She says we need to be careful looking at the figures, though.
That's the average salary, don't forget, of people that are working. If you were to say it's the average salary of every part of the population in Kent and divide it that way, then I think that figure would look different and it would look lower.
You can find out the average salary in your area at kentonline.co.uk. And organisers of a music festival in Birmingham have thanked Ed Sheeran for stepping in at the last minute to headline. Justin Bieber, who was supposed to top the bill at the Fusion event, had to pull out because of an unforeseen issue. The festival, which raises money for the Prince's Trust, takes place at the end of the month.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, England have lost a lot of wickets in the morning session on day two, but remain in control of the fourth Ashes test. Alistair Cook's men declared on 391 for 9 in their first innings, a lead of 331 runs at Trent Bridge. Joe Root top scored with 130. Meantime, in football, Gillingham get the new League One season underway at home to Sheffield United tomorrow. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the last time the two sides met, Gills won 2-0. It was watched from the stands by Justin Edinburgh, who'd just been unveiled as the club's new manager.
If we could mirror that, then that would be a fantastic start to the season. You know, we're up against one of the favourites for not only promotion, but for the title. But there's no form yet, so good time to plan.
Elsewhere in football, Ashley Young has signed a contract extension with Manchester United. The winger's new deal runs until at least June 2018, 2019 with an option to extend for a further year. Young has been at the Premier League club for 4 years and has made 115 appearances, scoring 13 goals.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.